Teachers were one thing, fascist tendencies or not, but the kids were worse. I tried to get on with the other children, but they were alien to me, and I to them. As a freakishly tall 9-year-old with pubic hair that I was prepared to flash if you asked me right, I enjoyed a brief career as the playground circus freak. Other days were silent, sullen, heavy. For days and days on end, I wouldn't speak, couldn't speak. The words trapped inside me as if I were entombed. But now it was different. It wasn't just me anymore. I'd met H, of course, that other not-so-minor miracle, but now I'd really gone and done it. I had created life. And I was gonna have to learn to live with it.
John laughs at me, of course, but one expects that in marriage. John is practical in the extreme. He has no patience with faith, an intense horror of superstition, and he scoffs openly at any talk of things not to be felt and seen and put down in figures. John is a physician, and perhaps, I would not say it to a living soul, of course, but this is dead paper and a great relief to my mind. Perhaps that is one reason I do not get well faster. You see, he does not believe I am sick. And what can one do? If a physician of high standing and one's own husband assures friends and relatives that there is really nothing the matter with one but temporary nervous depression, a slight hysterical tendency, what is one to do?
Here we go. Here we go. Goodbye, white walls, white floors, white light, artificial lights, and the tick-tick-tick clock. Goodbye watching people contemplate flavors and sizes and whether the two-for-one deal is worth it. Goodbye always losing out to the ribbed ones and the sensation and the weird vanilla-flavored ones. At the end of the day, we're all the same. We're all just rubber. Goodbye, everything I know about life.
PM. We're out, and the world looks totally different on the outside. It's dark, for a start. We move quickly. We're on a mission. I don't know what that mission is yet, but I'm into it. The streets feel lively. People standing and talking.